Yes, we're here. So I want to welcome you to the Florida Building Commission's Electrical Technical Advisory Committee meeting. First order is to remind us of our teleconference participation process, which is, please be aware that everything you're doing is making noise in the background. We're asking you not to put your phones on speakers because it creates some disturbance in the system, like somebody's doing currently. And unfortunately, Jim will have to make that go away. Please be aware of what you're doing in background noise, and try not to use your phones on speaker mode. If you would mute your phones if you're not speaking, that's helpful. Do not put your phones on hold. Please wait to be called on to speak. Whenever you do speak, and TAC members, if you make a motion, please state your name and for the motion and second. And again, wait to be offered an opportunity to speak. Okay, I'm going to do the roll call to determine we have a quorum. And Commissioner Flanagan?
Not here.
He's not going to be here? Okay. Neil Burdick?
Here.
Ken Castronovo?
Michael Durazio, standing in for Ken.
All right. Vincent Delacroix?
Here.
Commissioner Gerwig? Shane, are you there? All right. John Hall?
Didn't say half standing in for John Hall.
Sorry, who is this?
Vince Aha, Senior Code Officer, standing in for John Hall.
Did you get his name? I'm sorry, we're just having trouble hearing your name. Would you just repeat it slowly?
Sure. Vince Sejas, S-E-I-J-A-S.
Thank you very much, Vince. It just kept breaking up for some reason. Very good. John Hall? I'm sorry. I got you. I put it in the wrong spot. Brian Holland?
I am here. Thank you.
David Rice?
I am here.
Joe Torito?
Here.
Clarence Tibbs? Roy Van Wick. I'm going to check one more time. Is Commissioner Gerwig on the phone?
Yes, I just joined, Jeff.
Okay, I thought I heard somebody join. I thought it might be you. Very good, thank you. Anybody who didn't respond to roll call has joined the call, which would be either Clarence or Roy.
It's Clarence. I'm there.
All right. And I guess...
had a hard time getting on.
Sure. Roy, are you there?
He was there in the morning.
So we have 9 of 11 members constituting a quorum. Okay. Very good. Let's go ahead and introduce those in the room.
Jim Hammers.
Mo Madani.
Marlita Peters.
Joe Bigelow.
Tom Campbell.
Justin Vogel.
Chris Howell.
And I'm Jeff Blair. Okay, so the first order of business is to approve the agenda, which is to approve the minutes from the June 5th meeting and to provide the commission with comments on the public comments that were received regarding your package of proposed code modifications for the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code. Is there a motion to approve the agenda, please?
It's so moved.
All right, is there a second?
Dorito, second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, are there any revisions or additions to the June 5th, 2019 meeting minutes that were posted? All right, if not, is there a motion to accept the meeting minutes?
Yes, so moved.
Okay.
Dorito, second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All right. Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, I'm going to review the code process we're going to use, and then Mo will go over the materials, and then we'll get started. So basically, the purpose of this meeting is for the TAC to provide comments to the Building Commission on the public comments that were received. If any of your comments would revise your or reverse your previous recommendation, the TAC chair will pull those off the consent agenda at the commission meeting. The commission will be meeting on August the 13th and 14th to consider your packages of recommendations, and they would be taken up individually, and it would be noted that your comment it was in support of the comment which had addressed your concerns, and they'll understand that that means that you've changed your recommendation. I'll introduce each one in turn, provide the proponents with an opportunity to speak. Opponents, if there's any pros and cons, and the proponent wishes a rebuttal, each side will have one collective rebuttal, a maximum of 3 minutes per comment. Go to the TAC. I'll sort of set up based on what we heard, whether you support the comment, don't support the comment, or whether there's no comment is needed. Mo will provide any information on what other TACs have done, especially primary TACs, and we're searching for consistency in that regard. Any question on the process? All right, Mo.
Yeah. Mo Magani, good afternoon. As Jeff said, I'm going to mainly orient you through the material. First, I would, I see in the agenda, I'm going to click on item number 4 of the agenda. That will take us to a metrics, which has all the work which has been done since March on the code changes for all the tags. Your tag, mainly the electrical tag, as you see, we have on the metrics detail reports and tracking charts. There's the detail report that we'll be reviewing for this meeting is what says with comment, with meaning it has in it the comments received on your code changes or actions on the code changes. And then across from there, you have the tracking charts, and we will be also looking at the tracking chart with comments. So I'm going to click on that tracking chart. And you see the tracking chart mainly says that we have 13 code changes that have received public comments on it during the second 45-day comment period, and which you will be reviewing and provide your take on them to the commission. Like, for example, MOD 7209, as you see, there is a summary of the code change, there is a proponents, and also it provides for options for your take on the comments. So you have an option first. One is to support the comment. If you find that the comment sufficiently addressed the tax concern, or you can say, do not support the comment. The comment does not address the tax concern. Or you can decide, hey, you know, these are comments are not significant, so no comment is needed. And then also after that, Jeff would ask you to for a straw vote to see the consensus of the TAC on the comments. And you know that the tracking chart is what the staff would use to record your take on the comments, and those tracking charts will be published on the website on the metrics that we just looked at. So I'm going to minimize this, and then we're going to go back to the metrics. I'm going to, under where it says electrical, I'm going to click on detail report with comments. So, and this is the report that we're going to use this afternoon to review the code changes. The detail report is structured, as you see, it tells us how many code changes we have. It's 13. It's structured where the approval submitted to all the code changes, approval submitted together, approval amended together, no affirmative recommendation together, withdrawn after together. So let's, for example, code change 7209. This it tells you who submitted the code change. Also, it tells you under comments whether we have an alternate language submitted or we have general comments submitted. If it's general comment, it will say yes. Let's say if it's alternate language, it will be the color will be green, and then you will have like shading of green over alternate language and say yes. The track, the detail report give you first the history of the original code change, so who submitted it, and then also give you the summary of the code change, the rationale, and answer to those questions that required on the code mod form. As you continue, then it give you the this code change was approved as amended. So after your action in March, the staff mainly put together a revision to it based on, because you approve it as amended. So the R1 is what's really mainly approved at the, in March, and so you have the R1, the which is called approved as amended, and then after that you will see the text of the of the. The text of the old A2, which is really was submitted under the first 45-day comment period, then you see the in blue the comment received under the second 45-day comment period, which is what you will be reviewing, and then after that you see the alternate language from the old from the prior cycle. And then at the end, you will see the text of mod, the original text of mod that was submitted. So that's how, and then you any support documentation then comes after that. So so the report is structured to give you all the history, everything we received on the code mods. Do you have any question on detail reports or the tracking chart? If none, then Jeff, please go ahead.
All right, thanks, Mo. All right, we're going to start with 7209. There are a couple of general comments requesting you reverse your previous action. Mo?
Yeah, this code mod in March was the primary tag on this one was is the special occupancy tag. The special occupancy tag approved it as modified. Also, your tag also was approved it as amended. We received general comments. The special occupancy did not support the comments. So we ask that you do the same to be consistent with the special occupancy tag, take on the comment. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody from the public wish to comment? Okay.
Coming Which to comment are you working on?
7209. There's two comments. They're just general, basically saying reverse yourself.
Let's take G2. G2 is what the fire tag did.
Yeah, G2 is, they voted against G2, right?
Yes.
The fire tag voted against G2, so we'll take up comment G2.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
thank you.
G3 is just saying that that comment wasn't valid. So, okay, any additional comment? So if you support G2 and wish to reverse yourself, you would vote yes. And if you don't, and you'd vote no, that would retain your original modification. So if you support G2, say yes. That's zero. And if you don't, say no.
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 Oh.
That's zero to nine.
No.
All right. It's unanimous.
No.
Unanimous, not in support of the comment. Very good. Okay. Sorry, the next one is 7218. Similar, one comment requesting reversal. Mo?
Yeah, this code change also was taken up by the special occupancy tag as the primary tag. They approved it as submitted in March, and you as an electrical tag approved it as submitted in March. The special occupancy tag reviewed the comments, and they did not support comment G2 and G4. So we ask that you do the same for consistency.
All right. Is there any public comment on G2 requesting reversal of the tax recommendation? All right. Hearing none, if you're going back, tech, if you support the comment and want to reverse yourself, you'd vote yes. If you don't, Please say no.
Can we put the comment? I'm sorry. Can we put the comment on the screen?
I think so. The comment says proposed code modification does not meet the statutory requirements of 553.
But he has considerable attached comments. And he has some good reasoning, but I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is Joe Belcher. He has good reasoning in his attached comments, but this is actually a hospital thing, and as I recall, the hospital representative was there at Special Oxygen Tech and did support the change. So.
That's true, Joe.
Right, the Special Oxygen Tech did not support changing the recommendation.
Real quick clarification. This is Brian Hall. I'm the proponent of 7218. This one is actually addressing SREF, so public education facilities. However, the SREF ref on the Special Occupancy Tax will oppose to comment G2, G4. They also support the original proposed modification. And you're correct, 7209 and 7255 were supported by ACA, who regulate hospitals and nursing homes. So I'm also asking you to continue with the special occupancy tax opposition to G2 and G4.
All right, if you support the comments, you'd say yes. If you don't, say no.
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 All right, so it's unanimous in not supporting the comments, retaining your original recommendation. All right. 7255, kind of similar in terms of the... Mo, go ahead.
Yeah, this code change, the primary tax, is the special occupancy tax, and this really has to do with section 450.319, nursing home, I believe. And this the action of the special occupancy tax in March was approved as submitted, and also you approved it as submitted. The comments was reviewed by the special occupancy. They reviewed G2 and G4 and decided that do not support comment for G2 and G4, and we ask you to do the same for to be consistent. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment on the G2, G4 comments? All right. If you support those comments, you would say yes. If you don't, say no.
No.
All
right.
Oh.
It's unanimous. No. Unanimous, not in support of the comments. Okay. Then we go to 7365. There's two alternatives, Mo.
Yeah. The mechanic. This is really the was approved as submitted by the mechanical TAC. The roofing TAC. And the structural tag and the fire tag also consider this code change and approve it as submitted. Then all these tags reviewed the comments, which is A1, A2, and the action of those tags on the comments that they support A1 plus A2 plus the original. So we ask you to do the same. For it to be consistent. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Anybody from the public? Brian, you want to comment? All right.
This is Brian Holland. Asking for support on A1 and A2. This simply just corrects a mispointer under A1. We neglected to reference the high velocity hurricane zones. It puts those pointers in to section 3111. And then A2 simply corrects a mispointer to the applicable section of the Florida Fire Prevention Code. So that's been corrected in this. So please support A1 and A2.
All right. Any additional public comment?
Dr. FHBA, I hate to take up your time, but I can't pass up a chance to support Brian. So FHBA is in support of A1 and A2. Thank you.
And that's plus the original, right, Mo?
Yes,
plus. All right. So going back to the tech, if you support A1, A2 plus the original, say yes.
Yes.
Anybody?
Yes.
Anybody not? It's unanimous in support of A1, A2, and the original. Okay, next is 7211. And there's an alternate comment, Mo.
Yeah, this code change, the primary tack is a special occupancy. In March, they gave it no affirmative recommendation. The electrical tack also, you did the same, no affirmative recommendation. The comment, alternate language A2, was reviewed by the special occupancy, and their take on it is they did not support A2, and we ask you to do the same. Thank you.
Okay, so public comment. Brian, do you want to comment?
Yes, so I was the original proponent of 7211 and the writer of alternate language A2. I believe A2 addresses the concerns that both the electrical TAC members and the special occupancy TAC members commented on with regard to lightning protection systems in the assisted living facilities. However, that being said, it received really no support from the special occupancy TAC or the stakeholders out in the public, both from the ALF community and even really the LPF community. So I'm going to ask you to continue with the recommendations of the special occupancy TAC, and let's just not worry about this for this cycle.
Very magnanimous of you. All right, any additional public comment? All right, so if you support the comment, you would vote yes. If you don't, you'd vote no, retaining your original recommendation and maintaining consistency with the special lock and even the proponent's now revised viewpoint. All right, if you support A2,
I just have a question because I'm not clear from what's on the screen and what we're actually saying here. Brian, I think you're what you're saying is there wasn't support. I'm trying to find the comment. I can't get to the comment section, but
it's on the screen. A2 is on the screen.
It's on the screen. Okay, where's the comment that we're voting on?
It's A2.
Yes. Okay, so the problem is there's about 10 comments. So A2 and G10 support each other, but comments G5 through G9 and G11 are in opposition to the proposed modifications. Probably the best thing is no comment needed. We can pick number 3, no comment needed. We already have an NAR, and we don't have to respond to any of the comments at all. So
okay. Brian, I just want to be sure that I'm voting for not recommended because the language clarified, added the assessment language, and we're still voting to keep our original recommendation that there not be a requirement for lightning protection for these facilities, correct?
Yeah, that's fine if you do
it.
All right, so okay. If you agree that no comment needed in deference to the special occupancy's actions and reaffirming yours as well, please say yes, no comment needed. Say yes.
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 Does anybody disagree?
Yes.
All right, so it's unanimous, no comment was needed. 7370, a comment requesting some reversal.
Yeah, this the primary tack for this one is the electrical tack, and your action was no affirmative recommendation. The fire tack also reviewed it, and they gave it no affirmative recommendation. The fire tack reviewed the comments, and they decided, or their take on the comment is no comment needed. Would ask for the same.
All right. Is there any public comment?
No, sir. Are you talking about 7385?
7370.
Oh, I don't even. I missed that one on my list somehow. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, Tack, if you agree no comments needed in support of your previous recommendation, say yes.
Yes.
Anybody disagree? It's unanimous. No comment was needed. 7385, there's some comments requesting reversal. Mo?
Yeah, this go change. The primary tack for it is the fire tack. In March, they their action was no affirmative recommendation. Your action was also no affirmative recommendation. The fire tack reviewed comment G1. and they decided that not to support the comment. So we ask that you do the same to be consistent.
Is there any public comment?
Joe Belcher, Florida Homeowners Association, in support of the fire attack recommendation of no affirmative recommendation. Please uphold your position. Thank you.
All right. Any additional public comment? All right, then go
ahead. Yes, this is Brian Holland.
Go ahead.
While I disagree with the fire tax NAR and our electrical tax NAR on this, since it did not receive support during the second comment phase, I'll just ask that we stay consistent with the fire tax and say no.
Okay. So if you support the comment and want to reverse yourself, you'd say yes. If you want to retain what you have, you say no. Anybody want to reverse? Okay, if you want to retain, say no, please.
No.
All right, so it's unanimous, not in support of the comment, retaining the NAR and being consistent with the fire tax action. All right, next is 7208, alternate one language, Mo.
This is not, so I will defer to
Brian.
Brian. Yeah.
All right, so go ahead, Brian, you're up for 7208. You're proposing an alternative language.
Okay, Brian Holland, NEMA Codes and Standards. So 7208 is attempting to put mandatory surge protection requirements into the general electrical chapter 2703. During the first rounds in March, there were comments made that this was perhaps too all-inclusive and really did not provide any options or exemptions where it may not be needed. Unfortunately, there's currently no industry standard for establishing a risk assessment for SPDs or transient conditions. The closest thing to it is what we're already doing for the for occupancies that are required to have lightning protection systems. So the A1 is an attempt to add that exception into this rule. It gives design professionals and building owners the opportunity to determine that their building may not be susceptible to at least one of the transient conditions that are likely to occur, lightning. It doesn't address other transient conditions on the utility side or even on the wiring side, but it does provide an out. But in any case, this is the way the industry is moving. You're going to see massive expansion of SPD requirements in the 2020 NEC. I know we're way off on that, but that code will be published this year. So again, asking Florida to be progressive, ahead of the curve, nationally speaking, and support A1.
This is Mo Magani. I just want to remind you guys, we had the Lightning Work Group. And this was part of the issues in that discussions, and ultimately the determination of the working group. There were no consensus in requiring any of this stuff in the code for other than what's required under special occupancy. So I just want to remind you the fact that we dealt with this through the working group, the Lightning Protection Working Group. Thank you.
All right. Is there any additional public comment?
Joe Boucher, Florida Homeowners Association.
Go ahead, Joe.
I just wait for you to call on me, Jeff, in case there's anybody else. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Mo, for bringing up the Lightning Protection Work Group. That was one of the things I was going to bring up. I was a member of that group, and as I recall, on that group, there were some members that did actually do the analysis, and they found that every building they analyzed would be required to comply with the lightning protection and surge protection. I think that there was a DAC member that mentioned an electrical tax, the first time we defeated this proposal, mentioned the cost of something like $500 for single-family dwelling to do this. Florida Homeowners Association requests that you continue to take no affirmative recommendation on this particular change. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any additional public comment? All right, coming back to the TAC, if you support the comment, that would basically change your previous action. you would vote yes, and if you don't and you want to retain it, you would vote no. Is there any clarification or discussion? All right, if you support A1, which would change your recommendation, say yes.
Yes.
That's one. Yeah.
No.
I think that could be
no.
No.
Okay, so my understanding is that only one person voted yes and eight people voted no. Is there anybody besides Brian Hall that voted in favor of comment A1?
Okay.
He put the comment.
So it's 2-7.
2-7.
Not in support of comment A1, in support of retention. Okay, next is 7205. There's several general comments asking you to reverse your previous action.
Yeah, this could change the primary tag for it is the energy tag, and that action was in March was no affirmative recommendation. You as electrical tag also took this code change in March, and your action was no affirmative recommendation. The energy tag reviewed comment G2 and did not support the comment, so we ask that you do the same to be consistent. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment? All right, seeing no public comment, is there any clarification or discussion before I ask whether you support the comment G2 reversing yourself or you want to retain it? All right,
yes, this is Brian Holland. So while I disagree, again, with the energy tax and the first vote of the electrical tax opposing this change, Commissioner Gerwig did mention a problem that he could perceive from an AHJ angle. So I respect that. And since I'm not really receiving any other stakeholder industry support, I'll suggest that we should stick with the energy tax NAR and original NAR just for consistency.
Thank you, Brian. Any additional TAC comment? All right, if you support G2 to reverse yourself, say yes. Zero. If you say if you don't and want to retain your original recommendation, say no.
No.
All right, so it's unanimous, not in support of the comment, in favor of retention of original recommendation. All right, next is 7206, requesting reversal.
Mosley. Yeah, this could change also the primary tag for it is the energy tag. In March, they voted the no affirmative recommendation, the electrical tag, you guys also you approved it as submitted. The energy tag did review the comment G2, and they did not support the comment. And they mainly meaning that the primary their primary action will be no affirmative recommendation. I guess at this point we ask that maybe you reverse your action and go with G2, so that would be consistent. Thank you.
So you're asking them to reverse it and
You go with G2. You do not support G2 or
Joe Belcher here. Question. I'm looking at 7206 on the on what you submitted, and it says no affirmative recommendation, not approved submitted.
That's really this.
And I'm looking at
Joe.
I'm looking at the detail chart that are on the.
And that's the recommendation.
Yeah. This is, you know, those are code changes that are taken by more than one tag. If the what we're reporting on the chart is the primary tag action. However, if you go to the March meetings, you will see the action on the electrical tag is approved as submitted. So we're asking, what you see on the chart is the primary tag action, which is the energy tag.
Okay, so that TAC recommendation, even though it's on the electrical detail chart, is showing the energy?
Yes.
That's kind of...
Yeah, I know. That's all right. I keep you straight.
Okay, so the question then is, you're asking them not to support comment G2.
Yeah, and that would reverse their action if that's what they wanted. If you want to stay with with your action, it's fine too. We'll let the commission sort this out.
One thing you could say is no comments needed.
Yeah, it's fine. It's up to you.
And that would retain it.
I'm confused by what this whole thing is trying to do. What are we trying to do with this mod, Brian?
This is real simple. I'm very confused why the energy tech is refusing to accept this proposed modification. It does not change the rule. It does not add any new technical requirements in. This simply brings the answer to DEC statement 2016-033 into the code instead of that vague and unenforceable language that's currently there. So I'm very perplexed by that. In fact, in March, in just a few weeks ago, I received no feedback from the energy tax members whatsoever as to why they're opposed to it. So I can't even make adjustments to it if I petition this to the commission. But in any case, we voted 9-0 to support it. Essentially, right now, if you contact me and ask me what does C405-6.1 of the Florida Energy Code D mean, I'm going to send you the DS 2016-033 that says this section means you have to meet the requirements of Section 8 power. So it just simply takes the language out of the DEC statement, dumps it into the rule, so you don't have to go back and find what the design conditions mean. It means the requirements for Section 8, so we should say what it means. It's that simple.
So it just, that's my understanding, that this was just a clerical item that added no new requirements. It just clarified things, and that's why we were in support of it the way that we were. So what the action, if we want to stay in support of this clarification, we should do what?
You could do two things. You could vote in favor of the comments, which are asking you. They're asking you to support the modification. You could just say no comment. That leaves your recommendation as it was. That's the simplest thing to do.
Yes. Yes.
Is to say no comment. That's the simplest thing, and then we just retain what we did before, and we had a 9-0 vote before. Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So,
I was under the impression if we supported the comment, we continue to keep this modification the way it's written now.
It's kind of the same thing. You don't really need to take any action if you want to, if you don't want to be consistent with the energy tax, just say no comments needed. That's just the easiest way to do it. Then your recommendation remains a 9-0 in favor of the modification.
Okay.
All right. So
I would like to do that.
Okay, so that's the proposal. So,
Belcher?
Go ahead.
Belcher, is it possible to add a little to that statement?
Sure.
Okay, the energy tech, basically what we currently have in the code is a prohibition against certain automatic turn-off of light. And what we have this go-around for the 7th edition is a proposal to prohibit the adoption of ASHRAE 90 automatic receptacle controls, which turn off receptacles after a certain amount, a certain number, I think 50%, after a certain time of no use. We find that leading to unsafe conditions in the office space where people are just not using those receptacles and using extension cords, etc. And this proposal by Brian is basically an end run to the other proposal that was approved by the Energy Tech to prohibit adoption of automatic receptacle controls in Section 8 of ASHRAE 90.1. So that's why we're requesting an NAR on this. And that's why the Energy Tech requested or is recommending an NAR.
But Joe, your code change mainly is an incremental. This is really covers the whole Chapter 8. Yours mainly
This kind of end runs my code change.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so electrical tech. Hey, wait, folks.
I'm
electrical tech.
I'm not clear on that now. I thought the reason that we, this is Torito, the reason that we voted 9-0 was because we felt this was just a clerical change that was, you know, that had no effect. It was just a clerical issue. Joe Belcher, are you saying that this would negate if this is going to negate removing the requirement for automatic receptacle controls, I'm against that because the automatic receptacle controls are not working. So is that, Joe, is that the concern? I mean, does this...
That's my concern, is I'm saying that he can't adopt a certain section in Section 8, and this proposal adopts the entire Section 8.
Let me explain to you something here. The language in the original code was very general. It doesn't refer to a section, but when we need to go and look at the electrical distribution requirement, we go to ASHRAE 90.1 as stated here. But why you're saying Chapter 8, now since you are, Joe Belcher's proposal or code change that was approved in the Energy Code, which kind of takes specific things out of Chapter 8, yeah, you could be create. Ultimately, you have to really say, well, the specific supersede the general, but I think, that's why the energy tech maybe say, well, let's just leave it no affirmative recommendation. It'll stay as is, less confusing. And that's really, so what I'm saying to you, to be consistent, so probably you should, you could go with the energy tech, which is really change your action. And so that you go back to the original text with the general language, which ultimately will take you to Chapter 8. But you be selective instead of saying, yeah, you shall meet Chapter 8 now. It says you shall meet Chapter 8 altogether.
And if I could add one more thing to clarify, if I had realized when I looked at the electrical with detail chart that the no affirmative recommendation was the energy tax, I would have put in a comment requesting that you NAR this for you reverse your position on this.
Okay.
I did not realize that I was looking at an energy tax recommendation on the electrical distribution detail, detail.
Right. Okay. Well, that's why we're being somewhat flexible about this process here. Okay. So,
yes.
Electrical tax.
And I do appreciate that.
Here's your choices.
Hold on. No, please. I'd like to comment.
Brian.
This is my.
I'll let you comment. I'm trying to lay out what their choices are. Then we'll continue our discussion. Okay.
I think there's some convoluted things that are being said here because two issues. One, my 7206 was submitted before Joe's 8045, so I had no knowledge that Joe was going to attempt to remove automatic receptacle control from the ASHRAE requirement when I was putting this in. This is purely in direct response to the deck statement that never got incorporated to the code. So here's the thing. We can undo what we approved in March. We can put the language back to the design conditions of ASHRAE Standard 90.1, regardless of what happens with 8045, Joe Belcher's comment, regardless of what happens with this proposed modification, you're still going to have the deck statement that says, go to the section in power. So it doesn't change anything. 8045 doesn't change anything. This is not trying to circumvent that rule. This is simply bringing the deck statement in that says you go to Section 8, and that's what this section means.
Okay, so listen up, folks. Here's the deal. The energy tax is the primary tax. They went with NAR. Your choice is to retain what your recommendation is by saying no comment is needed, or if you want to reverse yourself in support of it, you could say you could vote in support of the energy tax recommendation, which is NAR. Those are your two choices. Who wishes to offer one of those as our we vote on?
Vince Ahas here. I am in support.
Of which? The original?
Of the comment.
Okay.
I'm in support of the comment to carry it forward.
Yeah, it's G2. If he didn't support it, no, if he's supporting G2, that means it says that.
Yeah. Exactly. So, okay, so you want to keep your recommendation for approving the language, is what you're saying. Then no comment is needed.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to just test that since you brought it first. If you believe no comments needed, which is retaining your recommendation, which is for approval, but in contradiction to the energy tax, then you would vote yes. If you don't agree, you'd vote no. If no comment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Does anybody not agree that no comment is needed? All right. I figured it was going to be unanimous. All right. So it's 9-0. No comment needed. Okay.
Point of clarification, please. So voting that way, this is verdict. That's going to leave statement in that the ASHRAE Section 8 will be followed. Is that correct?
Well, based on this code change, will be yes. However, you know, still because we have actions that's really different between two tags, this code change will be pulled off consent, and we ask the commission
what are you doing?
To Jay Sanders' birthday.
Yeah, I know. Mo, just another question. This does not.
Okay. Somebody needs to stop talking in the background.
Okay. This does not mean that we have negated Joe Belcher's request to eliminate the requirement for controlling receptacles. Is that also correct?
That's an interpretation. Become an interpretation of the
okay.
Yes.
Because I want to be clear. I think it's imperative that, or I have a tremendous amount of support to eliminate the automatic control of receptacles. And if this is going to hinder the removal of the requirement for automatic receptacle control, then I am opposed to that. My understanding of this would not. Brian, does this hinder that or help that situation? I don't have that deck statement right in front of me here, but I thought this was just a clarification.
The two proposed modifications are completely independent. This section in C406 points you to Section 8. If another proposed modification to the Florida Building Code exempts some or part of Section 8 of ASHRAE, then that's what it does. So this does not in any way negate what Joe Belcher is attempting to do in 8045. If his goes through, you will have a rule that says you don't have to do automatic receptacle control. But this section will still say you go to Section 8 to follow those rules, except you won't have to do that rule.
That's the way that I think logically this will proceed. And Joe, is that where's your concern, Joe Belcher?
Oh, thank you for asking the question. That's exactly it. You'll have two sections of the code basically addressing the one topic separately or a little bit differently, which will lead to interpretation issues. I have been working statewide for quite a number of years, and I really try not to have interpretation issues in the code, because you have some jurisdictions that will say, well, this says you have to use Section 8 of 90.1, and you have somebody else that says, okay, well, we've got this exception. And then what you're going to wind up with this is more deck statement, what we'll wind up with in post first. And that's what I was trying to avoid. And I do want to apologize. When I said end run, I didn't mean that Brian was trying to do an end run. I just meant that's the way I'm looking at it, is that says you have to use the whole section. We've got another section that might change that allows you not to use automatic receptacle control. And when you ask a building official, they're going to go, well, some are going to go this way, some are going to go that way. So that's why I was against this particular modification.
Shane Gerwig, what would be your interpretation as a building official for something like this?
You know, Jared, it's interesting that you ask. And I mean, you know, my thoughts are you have a specific requirement versus a general requirement. However, I could see a roadmap to get there either way, as far as that's concerned. I mean, I think the challenge is that this right here. It's difficult to take a look at this, looking at a screen and doing everything on the phone, of not really knowing which way to go on this. So, I mean, now, I mean, it's just a confusing process all the way across the board. Even whenever it comes down to the tech recommendation listed on the details chart, I always assumed that was our tech recommendation from that. So, I mean, this kind of
same here
process. But in my perspective, I think that there will be a roadmap to enforce this or interpret this either way. This is just saying. However, I'd be more inclined to look at it as a specific rule versus general rule. But I can only speak for my jurisdiction.
Okay, so here's I'm going to make a suggestion here. This is going to be pulled off because it's not consistent with the primary tax. This can be sorted out by the commission as appropriate with our commissioners. Let's move on to the next one. We're going to go on to 7207. There's an alternate language proposed. Mo?
Yeah, this is just probably Brian needs to take up.
Go ahead, Brian. You've got a proposed alternate language here.
Yes, thank you. So this matches the same thing that I was attempting to do on 7208 for commercial buildings. This addresses R328 by putting new language in again. As SPD mandates for all one and two family and townhouses, the comment A1 attempts to do the same as the 2703. It provides an exemption for those buildings and structures that are located in an area where the risk and hazard of lightning is low, and therefore they would be able to avoid the SPD requirement. So I'm going to ask you to support A1. I know we didn't get the last one in. Keep in mind that this is positively in the 2020 National Electrical Code under Section 23067. So it's coming no matter what. Again, this gives us an opportunity to be ahead of the game since it's probably going to be a full 3 years before the 2020 gets adopted and puts in effect here in Florida. This will keep us ahead of the national consensus standards for SPD requirements and homes. Thank you.
All right. Any additional public comment?
Joe Belcher, Florida Homeowners Association. Again, we denied this for commercial buildings. For residential, I think it was one of the members of the TAC that said this is a $500 hit as the minimum for surge protection. The fact that it's in the 2020 NEC does not mean it's going to be adopted in Florida. There will be proposals to take that out if, in fact, it is in 2020, which I don't doubt Brian's statement there. Surge protection is not like this. We're talking about TVs and things of that nature. We're putting a lot of costs on every house for a small possibility. And we would ask that you deny this and maintain your NAR.
All right. Any additional public comment?
I just want to mention that the National Association of Home Builders supported this at the National Electrical Code level. So based on that comment, the Florida Home Builders Association would be out of step with the National Association of Home Builders, who did support 23067's inclusion in the 2020.
Yeah, now this is Doug Buck, and I guess I got another issue there to respond to. Thank you, Brian. It's not the first time that we've been out of step with our National Home Builders Association, including when we support more stringent code requirements for hurricane-prone areas. So there's a yin and a yang to that. I would ask this, is that if it's coming, one of the things that associations rely on is feedback from the rest of the United States when they start seeing costing some of these issues. So it doesn't make me feel warm that somebody wants to reach ahead that no one's really felt those costs of compliance yet and say, oh, let's get ahead of the curve. So I'd say I'm pleased to wait. And I'm going to support Joe Belcher on this.
All right. Any additional public comment? All right. Coming to the TAC. On the previous one in the commercial code, you retained your original recommendation by not supporting the comment. It's your choice in this instance. If you want to support the comment, which is to reverse your previous action in some manner, you would vote yes. If you don't and want to retain what you currently have as your recommendation, you would vote no. Is there any discussion or clarification needed before I call for the straw poll? All right, if you support the comment, which would change your recommendation, say yes.
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 All right, we have two. And if those who don't say no.
No. No.
No.
All right, so
no.
2-7, same vote you did on the commercial provision, so not in support of the comment, retaining your original recommendations. All right, we have 7215. There's an alternate language proposed. Anything on this, Mo?
No.
Does anybody from the public wish to speak on 7215? Let's see.
There's an alternate language.
Brian, I think you proposed alternate language on this, didn't you?
Yeah.
Brian, did you want to say anything about your proposed alternate language one?
Yes, please. Somebody was trying to circumvent me there with their music, I see. In all seriousness, so what 7215A1 does, we had a couple issues that were addressed in March. So John Hall with Miami-Dade attempted to insert some mandatory EV-ready requirements into the Florida Residential Code, FBCR, back in the Part 8 requirements that we decided to delete. So it stranded his proposed modification. So that was Part 1 as an issue. The second issue is his attempt was to only apply this rule to one family, two family, and townhouses, which is the wrong place to be adding EV-capable and EV-ready mandates. So what this does is it found a home, an appropriate home, where we can put these requirements in, and that is in the energy code under the building, the commercial side, so the Florida Energy Conservation Code commercial, so under C405. And essentially what this does is it mirrors the DOJ's in Florida's accessibility requirements for the number of accessible spaces that are required based on the number of parking spots that are available at a premises. It does that by defining capable and EV-ready mandates and then establishes a quantity that's required based on that parking lot size. And again, what this does is it ensures that drivers of electric vehicles have a place, if needed, to have electric vehicle supply equipment to charge their vehicles when they are out in the public domain. What they do at their own homes or in their own apartments is up to them, but this is going to address the public domain where the public should have access to electric vehicle supply equipment. So this has been nationally vetted. This is going to be, this was approved by the Commercial Energy Development Code in Albuquerque. So this is being proposed to be included in the 2021 International Energy Conservation Code. So this this harmonizes nicely with what John Hall was attempting to do, but it puts it in the right spot and clarifies the requirement to meet what is considered the national model. Also, there's about 65 cities nationwide that have adopted this EV-ready concept, so it's not foreign at all to designers of buildings that are trying to achieve above code standards. So this is going to be an ASHRAE 90.1, this is an ASHRAE 189, this is going into LEED, this is going into all the stretch codes. So it's just, again, it's a great opportunity to adopt that now here in Florida. Thank you.
All right. Is there any additional public comment?
Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association, in opposition, requesting that, and I need to verify now because you've got me distrusting what I'm reading here. It's whether no affirmative action from the electrical tech, correct? No.
Yes, no affirmative, from the electrical tag.
Okay, from the electrical tag, yeah. You know, I wish that at some point when I was driving that they would, they had put gas pumps everywhere so I could be convenient for gas, you know. I don't know why we're bending ourselves to make all new construction bend to this, this one industry. I'm sure Tesla will love it. So I'm encouraging you maintain your no affirmative recommendation. Thank you.
Any additional public comment? All right, coming back to the TAC. If you wish to go with Brian's proposal, you would vote in favor of A1. If you want to retain your current recommendation for NAR, you would vote against it. Is there any questions or discussion before I test for the straw poll? All right, if you support comment A1, say yes.
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 Okay, if you don't, say no.
No, no.
All right, I'm going to do a voice call here on this one. I just wanted to make sure that's what I was trying to test for, no pun intended. Okay, if you support the proposal, you would say, Neil Burdick, yes or no on A1?
Yes.
That's a yes, right? All right, Ken Castronovo, yes or no?
No.
Vincent De La Croix, yes or no?
Yes.
Commissioner Gerwig, yes or no?
So the question is if we support the new language or support the NAR?
If you support the new language, you vote yes. If you prefer the NAR, you vote no.
I vote no. I support NAR.
All right. John Hall.
Yes.
Brian Holland.
Yes.
David Rice.
No.
Joe Torito. Joe?
Hang on, there he is.
Joe Torito, yes or no?
No. Hello?
Yeah, okay, now we hear you.
No.
Very good.
No, and I was trying to get, you know, I don't know how I got muted, but what I was trying to say was there was no discussion about this. And as an electric vehicle owner, these prescriptive requirements here are well beyond the norm. I've installed hundreds of car charging outlets, and the requirements that they're suggesting here are onerous.
Okay, well, the vote,
and the amount
vote
of,
has already failed, so it's not going to go in. I guess you
okay.
So I'm going to finish the roll call. There's already, the vote is already going down. There's no, you know, it hasn't met the requirement. Clarence Tibbs, yes or no?
No.
That's everybody. So it's a 4-4. It's a 4-5 vote. It's not in favor. It didn't even come close to the requirement. So not in support of the comment. Okay, let's do our last one. 8149. This is one that requires no comment. This is just saying they support your previous action. Does anybody from the public wish to comment? Tack, if you agree no comments needed, please say yes.
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 All right. It's unanimous, no comment is needed. Retaining your current recommendation. Let's do our... Is there any additional comments from anybody? Okay, let's do our roll call for closing. Neil Burdick.
I'm here.
Mike Garasio for Ken Castronovo.
Yeah.
Vincent De La Croix.
Here.
Shane Gerwig.
Here.
Vincent Seha for John Hall.
Here.
Brian Holland.
I'm here.
And David Rice.
I'm here.
Joe Torito.
Here.
Clarence Tibbs.
I'm here.
Okay, that's the same 9 we started with. I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
All right, I've got a motion. Party, second. All in favor say aye.
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 All right, thank you, everybody.
We can work on the topic and get them.